good luck on your midterms, guys. Oh, don't forget to take your cookies.
Ugh, midterms. Don't remind me.
Hey, string cheese boy.
Lynn, we've talked about this. That's very hurtful. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask if you wanted to watch a movie later.
Yeah, of course. I just had 4 cups of coffee, so I probably won't sleep tonight anyway. Besides, we have to celebrate the last day of our first college midterms. That I probably failed.
You really failed all your midterms?
Well, not my French one.
Wow, English, Spanish, and French? We love a trilingual king.
I'm not fully fluent in Spanish, and I'm really not that close with French at all.
Some may say you're not even fluent in English.
I'm ignoring that comment. Look, French just comes easy to me because... Okay, so I may have some memories of speaking French. You know, back then.
So you're cheating.
How is that cheating? French from the Dark Ages isn't modern French. I have my work cut out for me.
How hard could it be?
We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. I am good at battle strategy and becoming a natural leader.
Debatable.
Elliot is the one who's good at languages. She already speaks better French than me, and she's not even taking a class. She's gonna have to help me study when she gets here.
Yeah. She was supposed to be here with us now.
Elliot will be here next semester.
It won't be the same. You know, she won't be.
She's still a Knight of the Round Table. The most loyal and best of all of us.
I was supposed to be able to stop things like this, and I couldn't even see it happening.
Lynn, I told you, it's not your fault. No one even knew. We just need to focus on helping Elliot now.
I know. I just hope things will get easier when she comes.
Me too. Hey, do you want to ride home?
No. I think I'm going to stay at the cafe for a while. The normalcy might help clear my head.
All right. Well, tell Winnie I'm sorry again for the tables.
I will. No promises that she'll forgive you, though. I'll see you tonight. And Arthur? It wasn't your fault either.
I miss her, Lynn.
I do too.
Arthur, heads up!
Whoa!
Did you just cut my cookies in half? Sorry, should have warned you it was non-lethal.
It's fine. Happens all the time.
Ooh, cookies.
Don't eat them off the ground. I'll bring you more later.
I wasn't going to.
Arthur, put the sword away before we get the police called on us again. Oh god, that person's looking.
Oh, right. Yes. In the case. Oh fuck. Oh god. Okay, there.
Can you be any less subtle?
Hey, I just saved your life.
From cookies? Oh, thank God you were here. Now, can you please try not to announce to the whole school that you're the reincarnated King of England?
I can try, but you know I'm a bad liar.
One year ago.
Arthur, calm down.
No, I may not know much about King Arthur, or math, or geography, or biology, or who the president is.
Wait, you don't know who the president is?
But I know you, Sir Lancelot du Lac, fucked my wife, because I remember it happening.
Whoa, just take it easy, man. That was like 1,000 years ago.
I have a lot of gaps in my memory, but I feel like you never once said sorry.
For what it's worth, I am sorry.
Apology not accepted! I challenge you to a duel.
A what?
A duel! We're gonna fight! With swords. Is that what we do? Did we do those?
Arthur, please, we're all we've got.
What do you mean?
Well, we didn't exactly end on good terms in the last life. Now, I can admit that I made mistakes. I was supposed to be your best knight and your best friend, and I betrayed you. And for that, I'm sorry. And I, from the bottom of my cowgirl heart, promise to be cool this time around. I learned my lesson. If we're fixing to do what we need to do, then we have to learn from our mistakes last time.
What do we need to do?
Well, whatever we were brought back for.
Which is?
Whatever you say. You're the king.
Right! And I say, don't fuck my wife!
Do you even have a girlfriend?
No.
Good. So there's no reason to worry about that. Now, is there anything else you want your knights to do?
Knights? Like, plural? Who else is there?
Well, lucky for you, I have a list.
This is just random words.
No, it's the list of your knights.
Where? How did you get this?
Just a feeling.
A feeling? A feeling! What does that mean?
A feeling. It was like an impulse every time I closed my eyes. I couldn't take notes in class without writing these words in the margins, and as a straight A student, it drove me crazy. So I tried to ignore it, but one day I gave in and wrote down all the words I was thinking of without stopping. And after that, I still couldn't think about anything else, so I decided to figure it out. You know, find the knights.
But there are no names here. It's just descriptions and random locations. How are you supposed to find them with this?
Lynn. I found her by accident at first. We ran into each other at a college fair in Portland while I was looking for you. It was just luck that she was starting to figure it all out on her own.
So, she already had the sword when you found her?
Yes, and I thank the good Lord above for that every day or I would have torn my hair out. It all makes sense now. Well, as much sense as this situation can make. Touched Excalibur, got my memories back, and now, here I am.
How did you find me?
Lynn is very good at finding people, Arthur. Especially names. She's been working on it for a bit, and we think she's found a few.
So, the people on the list, do they know?
Nope. The only people who know are me, you, Lynn, and my horse. I tell him everything.
If that horse fucking blabs about any of this, he's getting put down.
Touch my horse and I'll put you down, my lord.
Fuck my wife again and you won't get the chance to try.
I said I was sorry.
You'll need a lot more than sorries to make up for the past 1,000 years.
Friday Night Fights.
That was so much harder than it needed to be. How did it go with you two? Oh my god.
Stop hitting me with the pillow! Ow, stop!
Fuck my wife again and this pillow will be a brick!
You're not even married!
Alright, stop trying to kill each other. Again.
Ah! Did you know about this, Merlin?
Did I know about one of the most famous love triangles in history? Yes, Arthur, I did. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Lynn. How was your trip?
I got the sword.
Did you actually look inside, or did you just grab the case and run like last time?
It's heavy. That means it's in there.
Or an evil witch filled it with rocks.
Here, see? Excalibur. I got it. It's not my problem anymore, anyway. It belongs to String Cheese Boy over there.
What?
It's your sword.
But I've never used a sword. I held one for the first time like an hour ago, and I'll be honest, the experience I had wasn't great.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. It's heavy. Everyone thinks I play the guitar. It's your sword. Your responsibility now. You'll need it for the rest of the knights.
The rest of the knights who don't know anything? Yeah, sure. Oh, hell no.
Arthur.
They're blissfully unaware. Why do we have to drag them into all this?
Well, sometimes knowing the truth is better than being kept in the shadows.
Okay, well, you're a nerd, so you don't get a say in this.
Okay, Lynn, help me out here.
I have reason to believe that the people on this list are being watched.
Yeah, we all are. The FBI is always watching. I've accepted that, and you should too.
Alexa is listening.
Not just by the FBI.
Or Alexa. I was doing some research on them. You know, not necessarily looking into their bank accounts, but everything else,
What?
Lynn is very good with technology. You could almost say it's like magic.
It's just a very light form of computer hacking.
It's magic. She did it to you too, you know, to make sure you weren't like an enemy in disguise or something.
You hacked me? You better not have read my screenplay. You read my screenplay?
Yes, but don't freak out. It wasn't bad.
I know, it's amazing, and it's trademarked. So when I find a lawyer, you'll be getting a call.
Arthur, your knights might actually be in danger.
And apparently so is my creative vision.
Ugh.
But if I had hypothetically cared, what's wrong with my knights?
Well, there's a chance that we're not the only ones who are back from the dead. Most of the people I've looked into with the information from Elliot's list have all been previously, for lack of a better word, hacked in a very particular and almost invisible way, including you.
How do you even know? I thought you were still looking into all of this.
Everywhere I look, there's a trace of something. I can't put my fingy on it, but when I get close, I can feel... It's just like someone's watching. Someone's there, and I'm the only one who can see it.
Great. Let's just stake our lives on another feeling.
I'm very good with technology, Arthur. Believe me, I'm right.
Fine, say you are right, and someone is also looking for my knights. What are we supposed to do about it? We barely have their names. This list is nothing to go on.
I can find them. It'll take some time, but I can narrow it down. I'm the only one who can. We go, we warn them, I do a small trick, and we move on.
Count me in!
Elle, I love your enthusiasm, but you've been in for weeks, and that speech was more for Arthur.
Oh, great!
Look, if I can just get to their computers or their phones, I can do something to keep out anyone watching them.
You mean, do something magical?
It's basic hacking, Elliot. Basic hacking and other computer skills.
It's magic.
Do you think if we don't help them, they'll... die?
Maybe.
There is a small chance we're just being paranoid.
Elliot, shut up.
I need you to tell me out loud with words that they'll die without us.
They'll die.
Arthur, Excalibur is all we have right now, and it gives us very limited information. I mean, Lynn has had it for months, and she still doesn't remember everything. We were brought back for a reason, you know that. This might be our one chance of figuring it all out.
Damn it. I want to know who I am, who I was. If you promise me this won't end in my death again, I'll help you.
Deal!
He agreed. He signed a verbal contract. Elliot is a witness. That's binding. Road trip, here we come.
Whoa, hey, whoa. Road trip?
Didn't you look at the addresses? We have nights in California and Chicago. And even I don't have the credit card fraud skills for plane tickets.
Yeah, and imagine trying to take Excalibur on a plane.
And I've already found our first name. We're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah!
What did I just agree to?
Friday Night Fights.
Elliot, tell me again that all the knights are going to die if we don't do this.
They're all gonna die in the same plane crash on January 5th of next year if we don't help.
Thank you for the added unnecessary specifics. I've never packed a motorcycle light before. I don't know what I'm gonna do without my collection of 46 hats. Paring it down to 20 was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Please don't tell me you pared down your underwear to fit more hats.
Dude, gross! Okay, I strapped the guitar case into my sidecar and we are ready to go. So, what did you tell your mom?
that I was taking my gap year before college to find myself. She was cool with it, but this better not take longer than a month. I have other things to do.
Like what? Did you get an offer on your screenplay?
Keep my screenplay out of your dirty mouth, Lynn Martin. Elliot, who's the first very unlucky kid we're gonna ruin this week?
Drumroll, please! Okay, someone named Anthony Taylor in Modesto, California.
Modesto, that's 10 hours from here.
Yeah, and we could have done it in one day if some king hadn't slept in until noon. Now we have to stop somewhere for the night.
Hey, I was up all night packing.
By packing, do you mean picking out your favorite hats?
I don't like you very much. Are we even sure it's the right kid?
Positive. This is the first one I cracked, and I do not make mistakes.
I am so excited! Just the three of us in the open road for 2 whole days. It's gonna be so much fun!
Elliot, I am already getting sick of your positive personality.
You'll grow to love it over time. Lynn did, right, Lynn?
Yeah, of course I did, Elle. I did not.
Well, maybe the long ride will change your heart about smiling.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's been 3 hours. Ready to give that positive attitude a try?
No.
It's been 6 hours. Arthur, isn't this fun? I love nature.
Not now, Elliot. Is Lynn asleep?
Yeah. She passed out immediately. Good thing we found this motel when we did. What if she fell asleep and fell off the motorcycle?
And that's a bad thing.
Yes. Hey, did you have a good time today?
Go to sleep, Elliot.
You're really no fun.
We're not supposed to be having fun. Lynn says these people could be in actual danger. There's a person or someone watching them. Not that I know how she knows that.
She's a hacker. She knows stuff.
Yeah, I know. She hacked my computer. I'm gonna have to change my screenplay now.
Magic hacking.
She said it's not magic.
Well, she's a wizard. Or a witch. She can get past my iPhone Face ID.
Really? How?
I don't know. She just opens it with no problem. She doesn't even put in a passcode. I'm telling you. Magic.
Remind me not to let Lynn hold my phone. I have nudes on there.
You have nudes? Are they classy?
They're in black and white.
Oh, I love that.
My nudes aren't the point. The point is, in a matter of 3 days, my entire world has shifted. I was supposed to be sitting on my couch at home and binge-watching every episode of Full House or something during my gap year. Now, I'm on a cross-country road trip with 2 basic strangers, and we're apparently being watched by some possibly evil force. Which may or may not be the FBI, but it's definitely Alexa. And for some reason, I'm the one in charge of saving people who I've never met before. And these people are being watched by the same force. And I only know because I was handed a random list that was written out by someone who maybe had been tripping on acid without admitting it. And to make matters worse, I now have to keep track of a very heavy sword. Honestly, Elliot, I'm exhausted.
We're not strangers. I'm your best friend.
No, you're not.
I used to be.
1,000 years ago, maybe. Not anymore.
Oh.
Let's just focus on helping this kid tomorrow, okay? If he even needs our help. God, I don't even know what to expect.
I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Elliot.
Shut up! Oh. If you guys are gonna stay up and have girl talk while I sleep, then I'm getting my own room next time.
Sorry. Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn. Strummer Steele as Delilah. Tyler Ginelli as Jerry. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.